Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Corona pandemic obviously is affecting all of us. And think about this. I was reading a story with Ozzy Osbourne, and Ozzy was actually forced to cancel his Parkinson's treatment because he can't get on a plane. And that's Ozzy Osbourne, which you would figure Ozzy can rent his own private plane if he wants to go to it. It says Ozzy has canceled his previously scheduled trip to Switzerland because of the coronavirus pandemic continues to cripple the travel industry. The iconic rocker revealed in February that he was battling Parkinson's disease and had planned to seek immune system specialists while overseas. Osbourne had originally been diagnosed with the disorder back in 2003, but only chose to go public with the news recently. The planned treatment was designed to help the ailing singer continue maintaining his lifestyle in the face of the progressive neurological condition. And earlier this year, Osbourne canceled his 2020 tour to focus on his health. At that time, the legendary rocker noted that his treatment in Switzerland, scheduled for April, was to take 6 to 8 weeks. So now his daughter Kelly reported that the Sabbath frontman had seen his health improve, seeing after one treatment of stem cell what happened, and the progress he's made is mind-blowing. He's walking better. He's talking better. His symptoms are lessening. He is building the muscle strength back that he needs after spine surgery. So, unfortunately, he says, we had to cancel our trip to Switzerland. We were meant to go on the 8th of April, but we had to cancel for this treatment. Osbourne said, we're just hanging in like everybody else, just trying to stay away and be quiet and just hold it in there. I honestly find this such frightening times, Sharon continued, echoing the thoughts of many. I just think it's really, really frightening time to be alive. So, there you go. So Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy talking a little bit about Ozzy having to. And think about that, man, because the Parkinson's is progressing and you want to try to stop it or slow it down, which I would imagine that's what I'm sure it doesn't stop it because we haven't found anything that solves this. But I'm sure the treatment slows it down somewhat. And they and even the daughter was saying that even after one stem cell, cell stem treatment that he was making improvements. And now you've got the coronavirus and you don't know how long this thing's going to drag out and how long it's going to keep him from getting another treatment for Parkinson's. Scary. Because I'm not a doctor. Okay. Didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn last night or anything, but I don't know what kind of setbacks happen to him over the next couple of weeks or months that he can't get back. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what effects this has on him in the next month or two that he can't recover from, even with treatments. So it's kind of scary to see that. The other thing in music news that I wanted to add, Third Eye Blind, 4 p.m. today, they are streaming a concert. Miley Cyrus on at 2:30 this afternoon, like she is every day. So if you love your Miley Cyrus, and Melissa Etheridge tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, also streaming concerts. So make sure you look for that during those times if you like any of those artists out there.